Well, we have the children's coloring exhibit again at the Forest Service at the corner of Nordic and Haugen, but also at the Wells Fargo lobby there will be the Racy Stedman Elementary School Art Show, and so there will be more kids' spring creations to look at.
Of course, the Klaus Museum is open. That's where folks can go look at the Festival Arts and Crafts Share. There's Don Eagle Engravings, 5th anniversary continues, as well as the Pickled Herring Band. They're going to play on Main Street. Now, do they just sort of wander around?
They have their tent.
They have their tent. It's down
near
there.
The beer garden.
Yes.
And near the jail.
Well, okay, wait a second. Let's talk about the jail. This is a tradition that I don't think I've seen in recent years. Is that right?
Well, you know, we like to mix it up a little bit, bring new things back, old things revived. I don't know.
Describe the jail. What not everybody knows what that is.
Well, the Vikings and Valkyries, they're going to be accosting people and hauling them off to jail. And if you wear your button, it's going to cost you less to get out.
And they're going to solicit warrants from people. So if you have someone you'd like to send to jail, you pay the Vikings or Valkyries a little penga, which is money in Norwegian, and they'll go capture this person and put them in jail.
And then what do you do to get out?
I think you have to pay double.
Okay.
I think they can be bought pretty cheap, though.
This has happened periodically in festivals. I think some famous people have gone to jail, the Viking jail, before,
yes.
Like the governor at one point, I think. Mm-hmm. Didn't you capture the governor one time when you were a Valkyrie?
Sonny Hicks and I captured the governor and took him for a helicopter ride. And we also captured the mayor of Wrangell, kidnapped him, actually, and brought him from Wrangell to Petersburg for the weekend in a helicopter. And landed on the street in front of Jeannie Norheim's house in a helicopter. I was scared to death.
Well, downtown, this is the first day of the big festival downtown in terms of Main Street, all the concession stands and craft booths. How does it look this year in terms of setup?
Holy cow. The Hooslied, as we're calling it this year, is beautiful. It's full. The food court is full. The streets on the main block of town is full. We are filtering down into the secondary blocks on either side of the main blocks. It's going to be a good year.
Classic event on Friday, May 16th, Scandinavian style show and luncheon. Describe it for someone who maybe hasn't seen it before.
Well, the Sons of Norway traditionally puts on the Bunad style show and luncheon. We have about 200 seats set up in the hall, and we serve what we call style show shrimp salad, fruit, and a fresh, beautiful roll with our lemon dessert with raspberry sauce. And while you're eating, Glorianne Woland presents a style show of about 70 different models in bunads, which are the traditional folk fest costumes from Norway. They can range anywhere from $100 to $10,000 in cost. They can take years to make. They're fabulous. They're passed down through the families. And we're very fortunate in Petersburg to have such a mix of Norwegian families from the different fylkes, which is what they call their counties over there. And so we get a whole variety of the different bunad because the bunads are indicative of where you live. And when you're looking at them, if you see one with lots and lots of flowers, you generally know it's in the southern part because there's flowers. When you see one that's very plain, they're usually from the coast or way up north where they don't have flowers. So it's a good thing to go to if you're interested at all in bunads because GLOW will explain each one as they're modeled.
Also that same afternoon is a popular event, of course, is the Beer Garden, sponsored by the Harbor Bar. Sally Dwyer, will your husband, the mayor, Al Dwyer, be taking part in that event, do you think?
Oh, I don't think so. He's such a sober, straight fellow.
I don't think he's a big beer drinker at all.
He likes light beer.
Will the Pickled Herring Band be playing at this one? I think that's right. They'll be playing on Main Street.
I think their tent will be set up right there.
Right there at the Beer Garden.
Yep.
Then at 3:45, there's the parade. What do you have on tap for this parade?
On tap for this year's parade, it's line up at 3:45, and at 4 o'clock, we're marching.
Whatever shows up marches in the parade.
You know, and that's the beauty of it. And our poster this year shows the parade in all of its colors. And at the very first festival, they decided that no matter what your costume, no matter where you were from, all costumes were welcome. And I think that our poster just shows that. That tradition continues today. Everyone is welcome. We're going to have the Kodiak Island Drummers. We're going to have, I'm hoping, the Sikaquan Dancers and the Lycoring Dancers. Lots of dancing, lots of merriment. The Norwegian American Award winners will be in the parade. We're also going to have the continuing tradition of the fire trucks and the emergency vehicles.
And Saturday is Armed Forces Day, so we're hoping that people will honor the military presence in our town.
Right after the parade, there's the annual sill toss.
It's my understanding that this year we're going to line up as as we can in either direction so that we can have the longest herring toss.
And to preface that a little bit, we did try to get Guinness World Records to sanction the world's largest herring toss, and they turned us down. So what Parks and Rec said, well, to heck with them, we'll do it anyway.
There's an art show by Barbara LaValle, the artist, of course, at the Seaboard Gallery.
What's exciting about this is she has 7 pieces of original artwork of Petersburg for sale.
Emblem Club Smorgasbord. This is a classic event.
From the very beginning.
Right from 58.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What is a smorgasbord?
Smorgasbord is like a big buffet.
Dinner at the Elks as well as an option with seafood and steak, and steak night at the Moose Club Family Center.
To round out the evening at 7 o'clock in the Wright Auditorium is the Kodiak Island Drummers.